You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday evening's action in Nace. A good card to look forward to there on the flat with seven races running through until 9 p.m. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
A very good morning to you, Mark.
Are you well, sir?
I am, yes.
Good, good, good. Quite a good card to look forward to in Nace tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Always like Nace. It's a fairly fair track, stiff track, but a fair track. I've noticed this year as well that bias towards front runners on the round track hasn't quite been so pronounced.
Yeah.
And in previous years, perhaps I think it's probably to do with the softer ground. I think normally when you get quick ground, it's very hard for them to come from the back. But Nace this year, pretty much every meeting's won on the soft side, so it's given those who like to come from off the speed a little bit more of a level playing field.
It's going to be similar tonight, isn't it, as well?
Probably yielding ground,
by the looks
of
things.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's going to be on the soft side.
Yeah. We've got a listed race there tonight, Andy, as well. So
yeah, that's not a bad one either. Typically, Dermot Wells got the favourite, Discipline, who was a good second last time behind Boca Bacchiata. She sets the standard. There's one or two other interesting runners in that. And Aidan O'Brien, who won it last year, has got two in it, so he's always got to be feared.
Yeah, it could be another case of Dermot Weld taking on Aidan O'Brien for the prize, as we might see in the Irish Derby. Bit of news this morning, actually, that Haaland might not even take his place in the lineup.
That was the rumour yesterday. Whether there's that much sort of substance to that, I don't know. You tend to hear kind of Chinese whispers in these kind of situations. But I don't think it's a real great betting race until we know whether Haaland definitely runs or not. It's great, of course, if you fancy US Army Racing, you've got some fancy price and Haaland doesn't line up. But it'll certainly be a disappointment if Haaland doesn't give us a chance to see the rematch.
Yeah, hopefully we've got that to look forward to on Saturday. Let's concentrate on tonight, though. First race is the 6 o'clock, and we start with an EBF Fillies maiden over 6 furlongs. The betting this morning headed by Howe, who's 8-11, and supported from even money as well. 7-1 for Drumfad Bay. January Morn, 8-1. 8-1 also for Lion Eyes, who's been shortened up from 12s this morning. 12-1 for Pepper Minty, and 20-1 are bigger prices for the others. What do you make of this opening maiden then, Andy?
Yeah, interesting. The two horses that are backed are both from the Ballydoyle stroke Coolmore operation, Howe and Lion Eyes, with two separate trainers. The main focus of attention, however, appears to be on the Aidan O'Brien one, filly by Galileo called Howe, who's had a couple of starts. She shaped okay first time up over this course behind Saber Companion Roly Poly. That was back in April. She was given a month off, and I thought she ran a perfectly respectable race despite not justifying favouritism last time out. Of course, she was up against Brave Anna, who, of course, went on to win the Albany Stakes at the Royal Meeting. So that form looks absolutely as red hot as you're likely to find. She didn't really handle the deep ground that day. I think the ground's going to be a good deal better tonight at Nace. It said yielding to soft that day, but my figures suggested it was more soft to heavy in places that day at the Curra. So we'd certainly forgive her being by Galileo, a slightly better serviceable suitor. She's certainly got the experience and the form in the book to beat this lot. But that said, you've always got to respect the on-race brigade. You never really know what you're going to get with some of these. Some of them can improve dramatically on a racetrack experience if they haven't been showing anything at home. So more than a cursory look is given to the likes of January Morn and Dumfad Bay. The other one, obviously, Lion Eye, she's also had a couple of runs. And, that run behind King Electric last time, that's not too shabby either, because Joe Lyon's horse is a very, very fast two-year-old. And I could see why some punters are looking to get with her each way. But, yeah, it's got to be her, really, tonight. This is her big opportunity, and hopefully she can grasp it with both hands.
How to get off the mark, then, in the opening race. The second race is the 6:30, race number two on the card. It's Over 6 furlongs, this handicap, a big field here as well, and interesting market movements this morning. Forbear is 100-30 out to 9-2 because money coming for Cappadocia, who's 9-1 into sixes. 15-2 for Fairy Foxglove, 10-1 Dunard Prince. Midst is 10-1 and Ratil is also 10s. Those two are reserves though. Burnview Lady, 14s into 11-1 and 14-1 bar those. What do you make of the top end of the market there, Andy? A weak favourite and money coming for Cappadocia?
Yeah, Forbear won the other night at Downing Down Royal over 7 furlongs, making most of the running. So I presume positive tactics will be the focus of attention from Colin Keane, who takes the ride from Wayne Lorden. Did get that run of the race of the day. It was lowly drawn and got to the front, and that can be the road to riches there at that track. Not so sure tonight at a fairly shortish price, particularly dropping back in trip up and up against quite a few horses that have got good course and distance form. The main one is Dunard Prince, and he's the automatic choice for me this morning at the prices. 10-1 with William Hill, a standout price in the village, which looks nice each way betting material for a horse who invariably saves his best for this County Kildare venue. He's running 9 times, 1-3, placed twice, and it was a good run the other day over a trip which just stretched his stamina behind subsequent winner Enough Is Enough, who went in again there back at the same venue over on Sunday. He won't mind the cut in the ground either. His last victory here last year, around this time of year, was also with giving the ground. He's drawn right in the middle. And Killian Neddo has struck up a nice partnership with this particular individual. So he's the number one choice. But also keep an eye on Apache Gold as well, who ran a blinder the other day. And a very big figure I got down in Cork. He couldn't quite cope with the runaway winner, rather shock winner on that night, on that occasion, at Prince Jock. But it was still a commendable effort to finish second. And the time figure he produced in chasing home the runaway winner was certainly one of his best ones for quite a while. He's also got course and distance form as well. He was fourth behind You Can Choose on Quick Grand here last year, around about the same time. So, yeah, he's not going to be a million miles away either, Apache Gold. So I suggest we back both of these two each way with 4 places on offer. Hopefully we'll get at least one in the frame at 10-1 and 16-1 respectively. And you never know, one of them might just pop up as well.
Couple against field then for Andy there in the 6:30. The 7 o'clock is race number 3 in the card of 5 furlong maiden. The market headed by Aspar this morning at 7-2. 4-1 for Bubbles on the Rise. 9-2 Safoof. A little bit of money for I Will Excel with that shortening up from sixes into fives. 5-1 for Repatriated. Fives also for Anania, and 28-1 or bigger prices for the rest. 3 or 4 of these in here, Andy. I've had plenty of chances. So are they vulnerable to one that's going to improve past them in this maiden?
Yeah, quite possibly. That's the way I see it as well, Mark. I'm not a mad fan of this Aspar. He's had plenty of chances and couldn't win the other day when seemingly gifted it to on a plate. Got beat by a 25-1 shot who's got absolutely thrashed since. The form hasn't worked out. Not one horse out of that race has got in the frame. So I think he's a weak favourite. Well, Safoof, similar kind of horse. She might just improve with the headgear on for the first time. Visors are on for the filly by acclamation. I could see her going quite well, but the one I like here is the one I could see has been way overpriced here. I Will Excel from the Michael O'Callaghan stable. Tremendous run in a real hot handicap the other day. He's a good solid grounding to come here back into maiden company and do some damage. That's a winner, Your Pal Tao, got the luxury of racing up the standside fence in trap 18. So from stall 5, this 4-year-old by Exceeding Excel ran way beyond his expectations on that occasion. He's got plenty of form on the all-weather and over this distance as well, and most notably, and I'm going to make a big mention of this chap, he's ridden by what I consider to be the best £7 apprentice in Ireland by a country mile, this David Simonson. He is different gravy to everyone else. He will be riding plenty of winners and he'll ride out that claim pretty quickly, but it's a good time to catch on to him as well before not too many punters over this side of the RSC catch on to him, because he is very much a valuable commodity. So I Will Excel at 5-1 this morning, with the horse and the strong jockey combination making plenty of appeal in that set maiden.
So I Will Excel then for Andy in the 7 o'clock. On to the big race of the evening next, the 7:30, a mile and a quarter listed race. It's the Nace Oaks Trial. Discipline is the 5-4 favourite here, supported from 13-8 as well, so a popular favourite discipline. Earring is 9-4 out to 11-4, 10-1 for Santa Monica. Red Stars is 12-1 with Sam Shocked, and 16-1 are bigger prices for the others. It's a race that Aidan O'Brien and Dermot Weld have dominated in recent years, Andy, as you mentioned at the top of this piece, and those two have the front two in the betting. So is it between those two here, Discipline and Earring?
I would say so, yeah. I basically whittled down to just the one in the end, and that was Discipline, who made a winning debut at Garen back in April in pretty impressive fashion, justifying strong market support. And she was also well punted to beat Boki Bakiata the last day, but the older horse got her sort of experience and better track knowledge, took that to advantage, and just run out a narrow margin winner. But to be fair, Discipline was quite flattered to finish within ahead of the winner. I wouldn't sort of get duped into that winning margin, because Colmar Donoghue eased Boki Bakiata down dramatically in the closing stages and fell short in the winning margin. So you could probably say Discipline was at least a length and a half worse off than what the margin suggests. She obviously acts well on cutting the ground. She's been given plenty of time to recover from those two quick races. This is a typical Dermot Weld preparation for another shot at a listed prize. He does bring them along quite gradually. And the opposition, to be fair, don't look the strongest in all honesty. Obviously, Earring has gone forward from that first run, and that has to be entered into calculations. And you've also got one or two fairly solid horses in this kind of grade, such as Sam Shocked, who was a decent third the other day in quite a decent contest. But I'm going to have to stick with Discipline. She's the most progressive filly in the race, and I think she'll justify favouritism.
Discipline to win the Oaks Trial. Then onto the 8 o'clock next race, number 5. This is an apprentice handicap over a mile and a quarter. Palmones is the 11-4 favourite. 18-6s for Athenry Boy. 8-1 for Snapclick. That one's a reserve. 10-1 Primal Snow. 12s Duchess of Florence. It's also 12-1 for Storm Ranger and Prince Jock and Carrie Dardy. And Pension Madness, in fact. And It's Harry's Girl. They're all 12-1. That's the reserve, though. It's Harry's Girl. 16s or bigger. For the rest, quite an open race, Andy. These apprentice handicaps, not always the easiest puzzles to solve. So what are your thoughts on the 8 o'clock?
Yeah, obviously, we've got a big short price favourite here in the shape of Palmones, who produced a performance basically out of left field the other day. And up until that point, suggested that she was capable of dishing out such a punishment. And there's every chance that she'll follow up here under the mandatory £5 penalty. She's got a good draw to supplement her run star, which obviously now is going to be one of a positive nature. I'd imagine that Gary Halpin will employ the similar tactics that we did the other day down in Garen. And to be fair, she caught quite a good number the other day in comparison to the final race on the same card, which was won by a listed horse of Dermot Wells. So the others might be interested. She's a big filly as well, big rangy filly. I think she's going to continue progressing as the season goes forward. But also quite a lot of Primal Snow here as well at a price. And being as that horse is at much bigger odds and has got a decent draw as well as the favourite, I'll probably be prepared to take a chance each way on James Ryan's Charge, who the second the other day in a red-hot handicap at Leopardstown, won by the ever-consistent Beachmount Whisper. I think that form is fairly solid looking. I do like the way this horse kept on quite well in the latter stages. Certainly didn't shirk the issue whatsoever. It was a good battle between her and the much more imposing winner, Beachmount Whisper. Donna Crowe buying rides as well. That's obviously got to be seen as a positive. He took the ride here the last day. And as I said, double figure quotes for that filly makes quite a bit of appeal against the obvious looking favourite.
It's Primal Snow for Andy then in the 8 o'clock. The 8.30 is race number 6 on the card, and this one is a 7 furlong handicap. And Camellia Japonica is the 11-4 favourite at the time of recording this. Money in opposition, though, in support of Unyielding, who's 7s into 9-2. 9-2 for Best Not Agree, that one's a reserve, though, so bear in mind that might not run. 6-1 for Mr. Wright. The Eyes Have It is 8-1. 12's Falcao, 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. What do you make of Unyielding, Andy, attracting the money here to start with?
Yeah, well, I tipped him and backed him here last time. I think got 7 or 8 to 1 for him. He went off 3 to 1 favourite and amazingly finished out the frame. But I just think he didn't quite get home. He was actually taken on for the lead. I was hoping that he'd make all like he did the time before at Limerick when he beat Elusive Approach and subsequent winner Eddiston Rock. And I thought that form carrying forward was good enough to win that handicap off a mark of 77. As I said, it didn't materialise, but it was still a decent enough effort, considering he was softened up in the lead. If he does get to the front today, then I think he's got a good chance of seeing it out, particularly over a furlong shorter. I can see why there's good each-way money for him. It's hard to see him not running well. I do like the favourite as well, though, Camellia Japonica. She's a lovely big filly by Zoffanine. He's definitely going the right way. She caught the eye over this course behind Planchart two starts back when she didn't get the clearest of runs but wasn't knocked about. And she repaid the kindness that Kieran showed her on that occasion by winning at the Curragh and dropped back in trip. I think 7 furlongs should be ideal for her. She appeared to finish very strongly at the Curragh the other day over a trip which probably in the end was a little bit too short for her. She did really well to win. So those are the two that I've marked off here this morning. Unyielding, if he gets to the front, could be very, very difficult to beat. But I'd have to have a little bit of a saver on the favourite because I do think she's going the right way just at the right time.
A couple against the field to consider there. In the 8:30 in the final race is the 9 o'clock. We finish with a European Breeders' Fund filly's maiden over a mile. And the market headed by Sea Swift, who's a popular favourite this morning, 7-2 into 5-2. 4-1 Star of Kings, Evie Be Cool is 9-2. It's 5-1 for Elusive Approach, 13-2 Etched, and 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who would you go with in the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, this is my best bet on the card in the last race. Save the best or last, so they say. I really like this second favourite now, Evie Be Cool, who's been well punted this morning into 9-2 from 7-1. She looks as though she's got a great chance here. I loved her debut run over this course and distance. I do like that as well, the fact that they're going back to the same track where they performed first time out. She was a 66-1 no-hoper. She was slowly away in the early stages, given plenty of time to recover and get back into her stride. And considering she was last turning in, I thought she did really well to finish fifth. But she passed some very good horses in the closing stages as well, which also gets me quite excited about her chances here today. There have been several subsequent winners out of that race as well, the likes of the second, Just Joan, California Dream, one of Jim Bolger's has also won as well out of that race. And, you know, it just looks really solid form. She's got plenty of size and scope about her. I think she'll improve remarkably for that first run. She could have done with a slightly better draw in trap 11, but I think she'll be a little bit more cleaner out of the traps today, so she might get herself a little bit more competitive and overcome that slightly wide berth. On my evidence, I think she stays pretty well. She looks a genuine type, and it's hard to see her really not coming out quite favourably here tonight. I'm not saying she's definitely going to win, but I'll be expecting her to hit the frame. I don't think this is a particularly strong maiden. Elusive Approach is fairly solid, but she's definitely vulnerable. Etched has had plenty of chances. I don't really like the John Ox filly, Star of Kings, a yard out of form, and her form isn't anything to shout am about. I think the main danger will probably come from Dermot Wells Sea Swift, who caught the iron debut in a hot maiden at Leopardstown, which of course has chucked up subsequent Group 1 winner, the Gurkha. And the time figure that race suggests that she's definitely got a big chance here, as the market suggests. But Evie Be Cool, a very nice run first time out. Hopefully it'll improve significantly tonight and put herself right in the mix in the final race.
And did you say that's your strongest bet on the card?
Strongest bet on the card, Evie Be Cool, yep.
Good stuff. Right then, Andy, let's just have a little bit of a summary then before you go, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your selections for Nace this evening then.
Yeah, quite a few picks here tonight at Nace. Certainly won't be back in the odds on favourite in the first, but is the selection how? Hopefully can improve upon that third behind Brave Anna. Two against the field in the 6:30, Apache Gold and Dunar Prince have both got solid course and distance form. I really like I Will Excel with that excellent £7 apprentice on board, David Simonson, in that 5 furlong maiden. 7:30, it should be business as usual for Dermot Well with discipline taking centre stage there. In the 8 o'clock, Criminal Snow is the each-way alternative to the short price and most likely win, I suppose, Palomes in that handicap. In the other handicap on the card, the 8:30, real tough race here, but I like the chances of Camilla Japonica and more predominantly unyielding at a bigger price. And then the final race, best bet on the card, without shadow of a doubt, is Evie Be Cool, who caught the eye over the course and distance here the last day.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck. Enjoy us this evening, and we'll speak to you again tomorrow ahead of the card in Leopardstown.
Will do. Cheers, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.